This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Hurricane Ike is ripping through Houston at this hour. There are reports of widespread flooding, untended fires, desperate and futile calls to 911 from residents who ignored evacuation orders. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us from Houston. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And what can you see? What have you heard?
Well, our hotel is in shutdown mode here. We do have power, but going down the elevators, it's like a rainstorm inside the elevator shaft, and the whole lobby is covered in plastic and towels bracing around the doors, and just the rain is torrential. So it is just pouring here in downtown Houston.
Are you able to look outside? I mean, we've heard reports about windows being blown from skyscrapers, that sort of thing.
Right. We've heard those reports, too, on local radio. There was a skyscraper not far from here, but what I can see is just rain sheets coming down really hard. There was a huge gust of wind earlier in the morning that just shook this building. It felt like I was back in Los Angeles and it was an earthquake. But the wind gusts are, they've clocked them at 80 miles an hour at Houston's Bush Airport. And we're still feeling it, and it'll be a while before the rain will stop and the winds will stop.
Let me ask about those calls to 911, because there's emergency crews, as I understand it, certainly cannot move until the storm is passed. And I think Governor Perry, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, has said that the largest rescue operation in the history of the state might have to be mounted to try and help people who decline to evacuate.
Right. I heard one report on local radio that as the eye of the storm passed over Galveston, mm-hmm. you know, that's always the calmest part of the storm, there was a couple that desperately tried to get out of their home that had already flooded, got into a boat, and then ran to a hotel that is housing all the emergency personnel there. There were thousands of people who ignored the evacuation orders, especially in Galveston, which has been the hardest hit.
What are you told about the weather forecast? The storm certainly is several hundred miles wide and I guess threatens just to sit on the area for hours.
Well, it's an amazing storm. At one point it was 600 miles wide, almost as wide as Texas. But I was listening to a weather report that said it seems to be picking up speed, which is a good sign. It went from 11 miles an hour, I think it was, when it hit land here, and now it's up to about 18 miles an hour. So that's good news, because the faster it moves and gets out of here, the less rain it'll dump, and then it'll, as it hits, comes over land, its forces of wind and everything sort of slow down also. So the intensity of it, but we're hoping that it moves out of the region as quick as possible.
And it's just getting to be light there, so we can look for another, what is it, 2 or 3 hours of this kind of storm activity?
At least, and damage assessment will be more hours following that. They'll be trickling in all day. You know, the crews cannot get out in this weather. It is just not safe right now, and I know that a lot of people are just waiting for the worst of the rain to pass before they even try and assess the damage to the storm.
NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting from Houston. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.